item 8, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, providing an informational update regarding the Milwaukee County Revolving Loan Fund. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Deke Whaley-Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Supervisors. About a year and a half ago, as part of the 2013 budget, the county, through the efforts of the board and county executive, put together a revolving loan fund of $1 million to support economic development projects throughout the county. And we work with a vendor in doing that, the Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation, and they are responsible for the underwriting decisions and closing on those loans on behalf of the county. And we thought it would be timely, given that they have closed on two loans, to give you an update on how the fund is doing and what projects have been funded. And with that, I would like to hand it over to David Latona from MEDC.
Thank you very much. David Latona, Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation President. Thank you for your time today. The agreement was signed last May. You guys allocated $1 million. And then the ED folks put together a group of business owners, investors, and kind of tried to come up with some guidelines to set your program up. So the loan limit was $250,000. Maximum of 40% of your money would go into the project. The owners had to put some money into it, 10%. And then the money that would match that, 50%, could come from traditional sources as a bank, or it could come from non-traditional people as well. It would be subordinate money generally, meaning that it's in a second position if everything goes wrong. It's collected after the lead lender, the bank. But if it was a non-traditional lender, say an investment group, they would fall behind your money so that, again, your money would be collected first. Interest rate, 5.25%, which is a good rate for subordinate money. Right now, it's gap money. It's money that these people can't find. So if they put it in of their own, they'd want a higher rate of return. So your money's actually a less expensive route for them. But if they had to go to the open market for it, they'd be paying double digits. Passive real estate is something that you guys decided doing. That's actually one of the projects, meaning that it's landlord-tenant relationship, owner-occupied. Real estate as well, equipment or long-term working capital, meaning that it's invested in the project to help the project grow. All municipalities were certainly eligible for it. Municipalities with RLFs would have to have their money in first, or their money in conjunction, or if they didn't have any money, then your money could come in. So West Dallas, Wauwatosa, and then Milwaukee, which we actually work for the City of Milwaukee on their revolving loan fund, would have to go in the project first. One of the things that we have is we have a community advantage status through the SBA, which means that we can get guarantees on loans $250,000 or less. We haven't had to enroll any of the projects so far because they've both been pretty good projects, but that's another resource that would be available to you, so your money could be utilized for that. And again, getting a guarantee of 75 or 85% certainly makes your risk much more tolerable. So the first project is on Vera Avenue in Glendale. It was a $1.1 million project. Let me take a step back. It says $440,000 when your max is $250,000. That was as we were transitioning through personnel here. So originally it was approved for $440,000 by previous administration. So what we wound up doing, actually MEDC purchased $190,000 of that note. So we're now in cahoots with you, I guess, on this particular loan. You're in for $250,000. We're in for $190,000. We share collateral, but this way we were still servicing the client. They were anticipating the 440, and it, again, met within your guidelines. It was a vacant warehouse. They converted it into an indoor sports facility, focused on this game called futsal, which is soccer with, I guess, a heavier ball played indoors. It's a real great training sport. There's actually, I think, three or four facilities around the area that are constantly booked. About 12 full-time jobs in the next years, 2 years, and as I said, we bought $190,000 to keep it within your limit. So just some pictures of it. Pretty much demoed the whole inside. From that standpoint, rebuilt some offices. And then again, as it's coming along, redid the whole facility. So again, a warehouse sitting vacant with $1.1 million, hopefully of assessed value when they're all said and done. And this is kids playing futsal. Nice little balcony, nice little rehab. And as I said, from what we're hearing right now, they can't keep the space unbooked. We're doing very well. The other project was 6505 West North Avenue.
What is futsal?
Futsal. They use a heavier soccer ball to play indoor soccer, so it's a smaller court. I guess it's kind of like weight training for your feet.
Oh, okay.
So you're kicking the soccer ball around, and it not only trains your legs, but you can't, like, you know, kick it across the whole long field. It's got to be played within more passing. Excuse me. So it's a nice skill developer for a lot of players. The Milwaukee Wave has been doing this for years, and as I said, it's been gaining ground because it doesn't take up a whole lot of space, and you can play it in the wintertime, which for us is still going on, I guess. Okay, so North Avenue, $900,000 project. It's three storefronts. This goes to the passive real estate we were talking about. Two of the storefronts were vacant. One of them is actually a successful Bayview restaurant. The name doesn't come to my mind right now, but they're actually setting up their second location here.
Wait?
I believe so, yes. $90,000 came from Wauwatosa.
Sorry, it's Way Restaurant, HUE, which is currently on KK, and they're opening up a second location at this facility.
I would have never pronounced that right, so thank you very much. As I said, Wauwatosa did put money into it, and they anticipate between the three new businesses there, 25 to 30 jobs. Again, kind of a before project, a little after project, lifting the HVAC systems up on top. You can see they cleaned up the brick, changed the storefronts around, made them very inviting. Some of the work on the inside as well. I think that might have been the best project we have. Yeah, it's still under construction. That's why we didn't have a finished project on it. So we'll hopefully have those for you shortly. So just the status of where we're at. We had a slower than anticipated startup. Part of that was, as I said, some personnel changeover on the county side. The actual two people that kind of worked this through when I met with you about a year ago are no longer there. But I do have to say the staff that's there in place now has been excellent. And I'm not just saying that because Teague is sitting next to me. But they have been working really hard to try and get this thing going. From that standpoint, we do have two of the loans closed, so that means $500,000 is still available. We're actually working through the final closing procedures. We have actually closed the loans and funded them. They're on MEDC's books. We're just waiting to work through how we get the money back from you guys to pay us back. The loan documentation is in place. That was probably one of the most difficult things because we wanted to make sure that it got through your corporate counsel as well. So they've reviewed it. They've looked at it. They've made sure that it's the documents that they want to see that make you feel secure. We worked with our law firm on that as well, so I think we're in a real good place. That should help the closings go much smoother, much faster as we go. Outreach to the county communities, contacts is our next step, which we currently do bankers, brokers, attorneys. We're actually seeing some deals already from bankers coming in, which is nice. Some of them good, some of them bad, some of them, you know, still a little further down the road. We've got four potential projects in the pipeline, manufacturers to service industries, restaurants, so a little different from that standpoint. And then we've actually got it up on our website as well, so there's a nice little page there that promotes the program. And so with that, I'll open it up for any questions that you may have.
Thank you for the pictures. I found that really nice.
You're welcome.
We all appreciate seeing that. Supervisor Manager.
I would like to definitely put this receive and place on file.
All right, receive and place on file motion. Committee, any other comments? The only question I have for you is, would those two projects that you reviewed for us have taken place without the county's participation?
We like to say they wouldn't have. MEDC's projects, we always have what we call a but-for test. But for this kind of financing coming in, the project may not have gotten done. I think in both of these instances, they wouldn't have gotten done because it would have either needed to be more capital coming in, which they didn't have at that point, which could have hampered their working capital. In the first project, they really needed to reserve some cash to kind of get the business up and going because it was a startup. So I don't think in this instance, they were really able to do a nice job without our money and the Wauwatosa money. Again, they can really do a nice job on a building. We were talking about a little earlier, I think, the airport people. You know, you've got old buildings that need more investment, and that sometimes is really helpful with our money and with the county money.
Supervisor Dan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Did either of these two developments or projects make the Business Journal or the Milwaukee Journal? Or is this any publicized?
I think they've gotten some press. I know that we got some of the pictures from the 6505 North Avenue from, I think it was the Business Journal website.
Just making sure that stuff we do well gets coverage.
Yes. Yeah, and we certainly, one of the things we do is we make public notice of all the loans when they go to committee. These actually both went late last year. And then we always try to make sure that the owners are talking with either the ED committee, ED director, so that, again, if there's a grand opening, that there's opportunities for people to come and cut ribbons, shake hands, all that kind of stuff.
Thank you.
The one person that was missing on your list of contacts are the community CDA authorities.
No, that was actually there. I probably just disguised. I probably didn't call it. So that's the first one, outreach to the community contacts.
Okay, that's your outreach.
Yeah. Okay. So we do plan on getting them. It's actually, again, kind of one of the things we didn't get the list soon enough that we could have got it out there, but I think we're making some good traction now.
And Madam Chair and Supervisors, whenever we go out and do a presentation, I know that Supervisor Taylor had us come to talk to some Franklin officials. We talk about economic development in the county, and we highlight this opportunity. We were at a meeting with Pastors United on the north side of Milwaukee last week. Supervisor Schmidt has had us talk to the Wauwatosa Chamber of Commerce. So if there's ever any community groups that would benefit from an overview of economic development, including this product, we're happy to do that. Dave Latona's staff and I have also jointly presented to these different bankers groups, et cetera, et cetera. But that being said, the best way to get a deal done is if there's something going on in your district, and even if you're not sure if it fits, get a hold of us, because if it's not this loan program, perhaps it's the WEDC money, perhaps there's some other opportunity to do that, and that's how these projects get done.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was going to ask about the full scope of the impact of these projects. I think in the description it talks about the potential jobs that will be created. I know in the restaurant project it talked about maybe 20 to 25.
Yeah, there's actually three businesses. One is it's currently existing in there. I think it's a music shop, guitar store of some sort. The other one was a fitness center. They're going in on the most easterly corner, and then this restaurant. So three different varieties of jobs there, from, you know, trainers to salespeople to restaurant personnel. It's an estimate that they give us. You know, we ask them about it. Doing this for 40 years, we've kind of got an idea of about how many people. Restaurant's going to have the bulk of that, that's for certain. But again, they're, you know, jobs, and mostly the impact that the project is going to have on the street is also a big deal as well. Mm-hmm. So we do look at both.
Yeah, I'd like to see just numbers in the future of how revenue is impacted in these businesses and the existing business and after the renovations and things of that nature, the amount of young people that are taking advantage of the futsal programming and sure. Things of that nature. I think that's great to look at, and so the community can understand when you're creating jobs and the salaries that are being paid are also impacting the community and these business corridors as well.
You bet.
Thanks.
We do have a motion to receive and place on file. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Bowen.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend receiving and placing this item on file prevails.
All right, Madam Clerk, please.